Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful show. Today we are calling live at 773-897-6461 if you want to get into Psychics Gone Wild. What we're doing is we're getting a lot of individuals wanting to have that fun time of talking with us about reading, knowledge, other things that we've discussed before here on the Wild Side of Psychics and Mediums. And today we have a phenomenal guest you guys know from Friday. This is an actor, producer, psychic medium, and community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at age 8, and since then has been on radio, television, and film across America. We love her and know her as Patty. It's Patty Negri. How are you, Patty?
I am great. Sorry, I was just listening to you. I was still humming the song, the Wild One song. Oh, I'm supposed to talk? I am great. I am great. Happy to be here. Happy weekend, everybody.
Love it, Patty. We've had a lot of friends writing in and going, Jethro, Fridays is always different. And I think it is, Patty and me, that we're just spontaneous. We are doing goal setting, you guys that are tuned in. It's our topic. We'll be talking about setting your goals, working with your goals, the reasons of goals. There's a lot of individuals a lot of times who let life just grab a hold of them and let the life spin. Make sure you're setting yourself that time. It's the perfect time of the year, January, the beginning of the year, and because of your resolutions, things that you've put out, that you start putting those goals and those steps and those ways to get those things that you want. It's your life. Take control of it. Be your captain of your ship. We have three individuals writing to hit me at once. We got to take the first one here. We're going to take Fred. Fred's writing in here from New York. Patty, I'm so happy to finally get to listen to you again. I missed the show the last couple months. I've been working away from home, and unfortunately, my computer's not the same that I pick it up. But I'm so glad to be able to hear you guys tonight. Oh, you always get us at internet. You can get us at iTunes too, Fred. But Fred's asking you, Patty, where his life should go. He's in a very bad position right now, and he wants to know, Patty, should he, if he's not happy with the job he's had for 23 years, is it time now to change? Because he's a Capricorn and he's not feeling right. What would you suggest he do if he's not happy in his career he's done for 20 years?
Well, if you're not happy, then it's really time to change. And I do not think that means quit your job and walk out the door, go, I'm not happy. Because that might, you know, in this particular job market, that may not be the best or wisest choice. But I do think right now, right here, you start working on changing that, looking at other options. What do you think you would like to do? Looking into what that looks like or feels like. If you need to study something different, look at what job opportunities are in that field. And besides that, even if you're in this job and you're not happy, honestly, find a way for however long you're there, if it's another day or another month or another year, find a way to make it a little bit happier. I'm a firm believer that we are really in control of that. And if we can find the little pot of gold in every situation, you will be that much happier however long it lasts. But I am one, if you are stuck in a dead end, recreate it. Go somewhere else. But that doesn't mean just walk out the door and say bye-bye, suckers. That means create a new reality for yourself.
I love it, and I agree with you, Patty. And I, you know, one thing as an advocate that's very true, Fred, you can go to any adult center, any place that helps people with their adult education, and request to have a test of it. You can say, I would like the three tests. They're usually significant in what you, your skills, your idea, and your mainstay is, so they can run those tests with you. They're usually free. I've never heard of anyone ever charging in all the states I've ever lived, but what they'll do is they'll take you in and you can run through that so that it gives you the idea. One of the things is the aptitude test. You take it and, you know, there's no right or wrong, but you just, where you stop. Where, let's say, I didn't do well in math. I used to hang out with these really cool cheerleaders, so I was outside during math, and I study well. Now we're telling stories about Jethro, but, you know, I would be out there with them, and we would be talking, and I was like trying to get a date, and long story short, my math, some of my fractions and things, but it doesn't matter, because when you take the test, it'll stop. Where it starts to get difficult, then just stop. If it gets to be fun, where I was really one, I love science, and I had a very phenomenal English teacher, and there again, I was in there, you know, I couldn't get a date. She's a little older than me, wouldn't date me, but I really loved her, and I was in that class every day. I never missed it, and my English did very well, and when you take them together, they'll take the aptitude. Now, one of the tests asked me very bizarre things. I'm a psychic, but they asked me, what color would you paint your house if it was orange? I said, I'd never paint my house orange. That's not a select. You have to pick one of them. So it was a little different. And then it told me very good aptitude, like I would be good as a counselor, a therapist. And it put me down goals and says, if you can do this at this way, you could be a social worker at this level. You could do so that there's something there feasible for you, Fred, to do. And it gave me multiple. It didn't just say, my fear was I had been a food service for many years, and I was afraid it was going to go, you're the great waiter and cook. And I was like, it did have food service in there, but it also had, you know, seven other electives. So yes, me and Patty want to, and write to us, Fred. Let us know if we're here to help you. I know sometimes it is good to share a goal. You can call us on 773-897-6461 and tell us. We've had people call in the show. And in fact, a gentleman was a couple months back, spoke with me and Patty and let us know that he was going to change his life. He had been not dating, and he was looking for love. I had done a reading for him, and he wrote me recently, and I've been trying to get him to call in. He is dating in a relationship now, and I wanted to call everyone know, you know, life goes on. Sometimes you guys that listen in, you know, I know it's kind of hard to listen to other readings and stuff, but it's nice to see other success and stuff to do that. Share that positive. Patty, we've got a friend here writing and going, Patty, I love watching you on TV. I have seen you a couple of times do some really, really fun sitcoms and work. Is it sometimes difficult to do that being psychic? Do you have to make your guides be good to sit there, or are you able to, is it hard to do?
No, I've been lucky. I've always been able to. I'm also not one of those psychics who's like, I can't turn it off. You walk around reading people's minds and talking to ghosts in the, hallway. I've just always been able to like put one foot in this world or one foot in the other world and jump back and forth. So if I'm the students that I am playing some, I'm playing Betty, whatever, the wacky next door neighbor in a sitcom, I'm not Patty anymore. I think actually my psychic ability really, really helps me kind of almost like an astral becoming somebody else. But no, I don't start like becoming psychic while I'm on a, sound stage or what are you thinking, Robert De Niro? That would be kind of fun though, but no, I don't, I got to focus on what I'm doing. But
We
good
got,
question.
yeah. So we've got to get that down. For those of you tuning in, we're gonna have a psychic Jeopardy, and that'll be a really good one. Those of you know, you get the answer, and then you have to come up with the question. And it would be great to have a few of the people like Chevy Chase and Burt Reynolds, and Robert De Niro, and the question will be, who are individuals that Patty has worked with professionally in her acting career? Do you see how that would be for 200 points? The winner who has the most points in the subject gets to win a prize. And speaking of prize, those of you tuned in, we know, we're always having new things. We're having a really fun party on Valentine's Day, and it's a party for our sweethearts. And those of you who are involved in this can go to psycheskunwall.com if you'd like to try out and be involved in it. We're going to give you a ticket to a great time. What you will receive in the mail is a ticket for a party, admit one or two or three. You can bring your friends to this party, and it'll tell you the date and the time, February 14, 2015, to call our show. And those of you who receive this in the mail will win a prize. We do pick these randomly, and we ask you guys to send it for the fun of being able to listen that night and listen to the prizes we do. We are encouraging those of you that have listened to our show for a while to also call in. Send me your phone number. I've got some of yours. I welcome you to call in. Why do you love Patty? Get on the show Valentine's Day. We're going to share the love, and we're going to talk really about, okay, you're a Jan fan. You tell me Jan's cute and she's adorable. Well, I want to know why you think she's cute and adorable. You listen in and you say Patty's magical and she's unique. Tell me why. What has she done for you? What we really want is we're going to share the love on Valentine's Day, and it's going to be a family for you and us. And our way of giving our sweethearts, we call them our listeners that we appreciate, a way to give you a gift. We have everything from a little bit of jewelry, have some phenomenal new books coming in. We have a couple of people that are looking at doing readings. So what we'll have is we'll have some winner prizes. And then just come in. If your Valentine's Day is a little sad or gloomy, get a hold of us. We've got the love. We've got Cupid sitting here, and we're going to have fun. Patty, have you heard that 2015 is the year? Everyone's saying here and now. What do you feel is going to happen for individuals with their careers and setting goals?
I think 2015 is the year we have all been waiting for. And I know somebody asked me the other day, but do you say that every year? And it's like, no. Yes, we do have high hopes for every year. But it feels like to me, and several other intuitives or psychics or mediums that I spoke to feel the same way, that last year was kind of a preparation year for this year, like getting our eggs in a basket, figuring it out, a lot of growth, a lot of almost there, but not quite, a lot of working on it, but not quite, reaching your destination. And I honestly think between the shifts, the raising of the veil, where we are at astrologically and along the line, that this really is going to be a good year for almost everybody. I mean, and especially those aware, spiritually aware, on the path or a path as we are. Because it's crazy out there. It is crazy out there. Look at the world. Look at what's going on in France and here and there. That's all part of this too. So without getting into a whole big diatribe, which I could, that's why this is needed and that's why it's here. So this is going to be a year of accomplishment. So whether that accomplishment is just you getting that job you've always wanted or the lifestyle, the relationship, just how you feel about yourself or your own spiritual growth or, the diet you want to be on, whatever that is, I think this is the year of like, okay, I've been talking about it for this long. I'm just going to do it. And it's our work and our action that makes it happen, but it's all aligning.
Oh, yes. And And those of you who are part of this and excited, I've had a lot of individuals, just like Patty is saying, that it is different this year. I got to witness another psychic, and basically she was telling me that she was working out this year, that she does her meditations for the planet and different involvements and how well it was working for her, and that she had actually felt the vibrational completely here and now. So, you know, as Patty's saying, the prep. So it's a lot of us from all over that are getting this energy. Definitely do share a little bit of your goal. Those of you who know, make them realistic goals. You know, you're sitting down and writing, I'm going to take on and I'm going to be the next, you know, universe man, and you're 114 pounds and you are eating Twinkies and having a party. It may be a little harder to get to be the Mr. Universe. You've got to take and put that to effort. You've got to take that part of, okay, as the goal and the setting up, make them realistic, make them fun too. I mean, I remember I owned my first business when I was 18 years old, and everybody said I was an over-motivator. What I loved about myself with my motivation was when I would do the goals, and I've learned through the years, I always made it fun. Yes, I want to have that. Mine was a Camaro. I wanted to own a Camaro. I wanted to have a Mustang. Both vehicles I did do, but I made it fun. I had someone laugh. They go, yeah, Jethro, you know, just take and borrow mine. Ah, you can take that out. It's not the same thing. You need to feel it, realistically do it, and make it to where it was done. Mine was dating the person that I wanted to date at the drive-in. Yes, I was back in that day, and I wanted to be sitting there with my Camaro and having this date beside me. And I saw it, I visualized, I made it happen, I wrote my goals out, I manifested this, and at the age of 26 years old, I'm sitting there with this person, very happy, very much laughing, and she broke the good news that we were going to have a child. I realized, okay, I've done it too much. I started to set myself into this. And yes, there was a ring on that finger. I saw some of you guys starting to hit that button, Jethro, but yes, I was. And so what happens is, make sure you follow up and keep those goals. Patty, have you ever went back and you tell them about some of the goals you had, like, let's say 10 years ago, what were you wanting to do?
Oh, what a good question. Let me think back so far away. I know what I was doing. I think 10 years ago, I was working real hard with my production company, still doing this, but this wasn't as big a part of my life as my production company was. And I think I wanted to bring a little bit more balance in, that they were more evenly, you know, between the psychic and medium work and the production company, my Brain Brew work, and just my performing in general, still keeping active in Hollywood and things. I wanted to just balance them out much more evenly. And because I wished that, the whole economy fell. No, I didn't. No, you know, the crash of so my production company went, oh, we got lesser. No, I didn't cause that, I promise. But really, all that pulled back, and out of the part naturalness of it, the TV stuff came, both the acting stuff and then the psychic and medium stuff. So I all three kind of came out more evenly. It's funny.
And I love that. And that's, and you know, those of you tuning in, there is a rhyme and a reason for your life to do things. As the person was saying a while ago, you're not happy. You're tired of your job. Definitely, those are the signs to do. And Patty's saying, you know, it's a blessing. If you look at something going on in your life and you automatically go to the universe, that sometimes will put that universal resonation out there, where if you look at it, okay, there's a reason, look a little deeper and see, okay, here they're going to want me over here. The guides will do what's needed and work with you. I do know that from my years of not only myself but other friends I've worked with, when you have a real strong goal and you know it and you're working towards it, they are gonna give you a twist and turn. They're not just gonna say, here, you know, you're a cute little human and you deserve all those little goodies you learned. They're gonna hand you a little bit of that test and a little bit of that work. So, you know, take it, take the fun. Letting those write in. I've got someone write me going, Jethro, it's so funny. My goal was to be married to my sweetheart. I ended up marrying her sister, and I got a better deal because we found out that my sweetheart didn't like me. She was the one that kind of thought I was crazy. But her old sister that was a year older, and I have been married for 33 years, and we're very happy to be married. You're right. Watch your goals, because when they happen, it can really take over. So those of you tuning in, we love you. We're going to grab the phone. I've got a couple of you guys going, Jethro, we want to get on the phone. You'll get on the phone. This is Friday. Relax. Leave the driving to us. We've got other people coming in. We've got a bunch of you asking us what all we do. We're going to show you what we do, too. Welcome. 505, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild, 505.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
So, first, I'd like to say I was looking at Patty's IMBD, and you worked with Nicole Richie. That's really amazing.
Yes, I did, and she was a doll. A clip of that, if you want to see, there's a short clip of that on my website, on my YouTube page,
right,
or on my website, pattynegri.com.
Yes.
That actually was real. It was a real psychic reading, but it was shot very similar to a sitcom, and just the back and forth of it all. So it was a kind of a nice hybrid. While keeping it real, it was fun and playful.
That's cool. So I have a question for you. I've been going through a kind of a rough patch lately, and I want to know, like, if there's a reason behind, like, of course there's a reason, but, like, what specifically is it that I'm supposed to learn?
I'm getting three things, which is one, and this is funny because it's not in the regular sense. There is one sense of humbleness, and not that you're not humble, but in one little area you had a little bit of an attitude, Spirit is telling me. So, like, it was hard for you to learn certain things. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, it's good. It's a good thing. It's great. It's for you to go boom. So it opens you up to a whole new view. The other thing is strength, because, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's like the phoenix rising through the ashes and coming up bigger and better. And I get the third part is flow. It's something about you adding a lot of flow and, like, almost moon energy and just flow into things, that this will help you do that or force you to do that, one or the other. Do those make sense to you?
Yeah, because so the trouble that it caused me, like, made me lose a potential job. So that's why I'm, like, I guess you can say stuck in the moment right now.
Okay, Jethro, do you have some wise advice?
I do. I'm getting energies. I apologize. I have to, from the guys, get permission so that I can get. Can I get your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin, I thank you, because I do feel that the guides are saying that this is going to be a strengthening of work, and this is a karma. You did choose to do this life, and what they're showing me is that it's going to strengthen some other links where there's going to be people that are later in your path that have went through some of this. I do feel a little... I'm a Scorpio. I feel that there were some things that were a little unjust done to you or something. They're very awkward. I also feel like you were in a situation that was very... I feel like compromising to you, and I you have my respect, because the guys are showing me that this is going to later, like I say, bring in karma of other individuals. I feel that the people that did do this with you, you're rising above with them, and that they have done things elsewhere that this is going to be able to share your karma now. You're free from it. I feel a little sad for you. I feel like you're a good person, and I feel like this. You have my deep respect. That it was like there was things done that have just like. Domino effect, and I kept seeing energy coming at you like bowling balls.
Yes, that's how it was, like multiple bowling balls.
Oh my gosh. Deepest respect. Please, you know, if you get a chance, let us know there. I'll send you. I have an abundance prayer I do, and it's a thing you say, and it's actually pretty good. It has things of letting the light come in, doing energy. It brings your ships to sail. The positive isn't the only thing, but doing it with a red candle for energy will bring about a very positive energy to you and around you. And the guides keep telling me that to have you do a very good spiritual cleansing. Visualize yourself with water, the conduit in a shower, just warm water, and visualize it releasing and going, and the water coming down like a golden shower of light washing away, and releasing it through your hands, down through your hands and away, because they've given you some of their residue, and we want you to rise above it, is what I'm feeling. The angels are telling me, I don't know what your belief is. Sometimes I use our Father, sometimes I use a mantra, sometimes I use a Native American rhythm that we do. What your faith is, as long as you're doing, like, our Father will balance your chakras, it will really help, it'll help you get back in alignment.
All right.
So we thank you, Kevin. I got to run with me and Patty. Got to go. Thank you for calling in. Definitely follow us on the right page and go to Psychic Chat Room. We're doing it on Facebook. And I'll tell you a secret. Patty and us are in there giving free readings. So go on over there and say hey.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks. Thank you.
We love all of you guys calling in. We've got people writing. They're saying, Jethro, I got something in the mail from you. I wasn't sure. Why did you send me? Oh, you sent me a magnet from Florida, and I've got a beef, Jethro. That really scared me. I want to go there now. If you send it to me, what will happen? Put it on your fridge. That's why I sent it to you, silly one. I sent you the magnet because you wanted to come to Florida, and you wrote to me. And so if you get that, put it up on your fridge and manifest seeing it, being there, feeling it. You guys had asked me about this almost close to a year ago, how I got to go to the different places. I did not want to live in California, but I did want to live in Florida. What I did was I manifested. At that time, I was apprehensive, and I put myself in the position of seeing it, having it, being it, and voila, I'm in Tampa, Florida. You know, just be careful. I had someone write to me and say, yeah, Jethro, I've got a big scene of a snow mountain. Where am I going to end up? Be careful, because your mind and your energy and your manifesting is there. I had a friend who always joked about it. He dated the same name, and it was a really silly game he played. He did not end up married in that relationship, but someone we knew ended up with a person with that same name that he'd done with this ladies, and it was like, it kind of like got a thing. He always has wanted to have that relationship. So be careful. When you're putting out in the universe, make sure you're listening, because karma and a few of those other girls can be ornery, you know, with you. 630, what do you know, 630, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro and Patty, my name is Gloria.
Hello, Gloria.
Hi.
Hi, Jethro, like you were saying, I also, in my journal, I drew a little picture of my nursing license because I just finished school and I just received it today. So I was wondering when opportunity would present itself, because there were a lot of delays in obtaining the license, and I just took it as a sign, as the universe saying, be patient because the right opportunity will come to you. But I am kind of anxious to work with any money.
Oh, man. I'm going to go first. I'm seeing a lot of green around you. I can see why you got this certificate. You're in the right field. I'm feeling this is like very soon. I feel like that the guys are also telling me with you that you've earned a part in life for you, that this is the path. It's not just helping others, it's doing the energy of being out there. But they're telling me, Gloria, that you have something here that you have to heal yourself a little bit to heal others. They're telling me there's something's going on here. I feel you're a really good person, but I feel like you're a little insecure and nervous or something with you. I see you like playing peekaboo with the jobs or something.
Well, I started to apply license pending, but just hearing from a lot of the students I went to school with who are already working, nobody's going to really call me if I don't have a practicing license in my state because it's a liability. But now that I have it today, I'm really going to get on the ball, but I was, you know, because I just received the license number today, so I can put it on my resume. And as far as healing myself, I'm doing more of crystal meditations and trying to clear my chakras just because of my past. It took me a very long time to finish school, and there were a lot of obstacles. So, of course, I'm a novice nurse. So, you know, a lot of students were telling me it's kind of hard to get work when you're just graduating out of school.
Don't buy that. Don't believe that. Yeah. I knew people do that. You're just setting you up, and you think that. Guess what? You help make that true. You're going to do really good. I said the same thing that Jethro did. A lot around you. Nurses are, they are angels, and they are needed. I don't know where you live or what, but I know here, my God, in Los Angeles, they are so needed and wanted, and you're going to have your pick of jobs. And I actually see you changing areas of nursing a couple times, because like I'm doing this for a while, then I'm doing that for a while, and it's going to be a beautiful career, and it's starting right now. Don't put hardships in that you haven't even experienced yet. It's going to be fine.
Okay. And same here in Florida. I know that in Colorado, it's a very high commodity. Our friends in Georgia, one of our best listeners is a nurse, and we're teasing her to try to slow down. So you know, you're going to be a commodity. We're going to have to call your radio show.
Well, I'm in Chicago, so there's a lot of competition.
Oh,
but there's a lot of need.
Yeah.
And we get a hold of me too. We'll do that abundance prayer. Make sure you go into the room there. Because that's some other individuals in there that are serving up some wild stuff, Gloria. They said that they're telling me in the Facebook room that they can sympathize with you. A couple of the friends are telling me in the Real Psychics Gone Wild room that it's not always easy to get out there, Jethro. You're just crazy. Well, we are crazy. That's why me and Patty, where we are. You guys ask us, how did we get here? I can probably think of all these people that would have been ahead of me. I didn't care. I was so determined. I had to be here, and I didn't do it to be honorary. I just did it. I did do a little crazy. I did it silly. I did it determined. Like Patty said, just focus and do. We love you, Gloria. Definitely go to psychicsgonewild.com. I'd love for you to win one of the prizes. We're giving away some really nice jewelry today. We've got a necklace of a panther necklace and a couple of things that we'll be giving away here at the end of the show. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
We got a lot of people calling back and asking me, Jethro, how do I get that contest? PsychicsGoneWild.com. Go down to the left side. It says contest, how to put in for it. I do ask those of you who are contacting me through Skype to kind of quit a little bit. You're starting to scare me. We got a lot of beeping going on. I can't do all this work. I'm getting a little older. This is, I'm 1 year older. But it's like I've got to be making me laugh. They're like, Jethro, ask Patty if it's true about the spider. There was a lady that came here two nights ago and at my office in Tampa. She's asking to ask you, Patty, she's been having this where she sees a spider, but it's not there. There's not. And actually, she's had this happen a couple of times. She never had a fear of them. And all of a sudden, she was told by a real strong reader who is here in Tampa, a lady who said that the spider meant that her seeing it could be that someone has put a spell on her. Is this possible, or why is she seeing the spider that comes and goes and disappears?
No, I think it's spider medicine, and I think it's beautiful. I mean, I'm not calling the other person wrong, but that's in any of my particular cosmologies learnings, that's never been a bad thing. Spiders are magical. They weave magic. They weave beautiful webs of life, and they catch spirit and catch light and catch great things. If you've seen something like three times, to me, that is a message that the spider has a message for you. To me, it's a message, not a spider.
Good of you, Patty. That makes better sense. And those
people
that the spider is a time to do creativity. You look at the spider making its web. That fits a lot better. I did tell her I didn't know what the magic, and it was a new one for me. So, the person that told her this, we do laugh. The lady she says that sometimes she's off here. We love that. But she's right. She's like, yeah. She goes, I'm glad. She goes, Patty, makes sense. She goes, good. Now I want to see the spider again. So
I just looked up something really fast. I was sitting by my computer. The spider is the guardian of ancient languages and alphabets. Every society has had myths about how they feel about different languages and alphabets were formed. So the spider is a teacher of that. So have you been thinking about languages or words or messages from languages or words? Exactly what we said. It's beautiful.
Patty, I'm letting you know that I'm an interpreter, and I have been having a little struggle with my job, and that makes sense to me. The spider's telling me to get maybe a little more networking of another language under my belt. I thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you.
Hey, we're rocking, you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you're having fun. We're having fun. Keep calling in. Keep writing in. Let's just keep being a little wilder. Individuals that have been asking, Patty, they're wanting to know if the mediumship is something that can happen for anyone, or is it something that just certain people can have?
That's a really good question. I think it's sort of like piano. I think, you know, spirits and ghosts are there. You can, anybody can study piano and can learn piano, and everybody can, to some extent, learn to read music and bang something out on a piano. Some people are born knowing how to play piano, and it, or it just comes really natural when they start. But I do think, since the spirits are there, and I do believe we all have some form of the psychic sense and the veil can be seen through, that if people really want to develop that gift, they can develop different areas of it. It doesn't mean necessarily not everybody's meant to play piano, or not everybody's, you know, a mathematician or an engineer or this or that. So not everybody can't go around claiming that they are a medium. But I do believe everybody can get aspects of that and learn the connection to spirit in different varying degrees.
And I love that. And I agree with you, Patty. And we've had a lot of individuals ask us where we're supposed to go with these events. That's where you do. You take it to that level. You make sure. I've got a couple of you guys writing me at the same time, and I apologize. They're saying, Jethro, you wouldn't believe it. We heard that noise again. We think that you and Patty do have something on your show. Sometimes we hear it, sometimes we don't. But it does sound today like it's a happy wind. This is friends that are up here in Oregon. Again, it's good to hear from you guys in Oregon. I know that a lot of our fans are up in Washington and Oregon, and we love you up there. And they're saying that they've heard a friend of theirs tell them that when the wind is talking, it means good omens, and that they've heard this a couple times only on the Friday show. Okay, and that's good, because you had last week, and I was a little worried. Me and Patty were both trying to figure out, and other people couldn't hear it. But they were starting to write in what was going on with us.
Did you hear that? No.
We did. It was like it was one of those days. 256. How are you, 256?
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Kimberly, where are you going? You've been around a while. I'm glad to see you. I've missed you. That's, I love that laugh. So what you doing?
Well, just kind of sitting here thinking about life.
Ooh. All this talk we're talking, you're thinking about life. You better... are you getting in trouble in Georgia? Are you ready to come to Tampa? Are you ready to come down here and come a little south?
I am.
We need you here. This Kimberly's one of our regular listeners. For those of you tuning in new, she's a friend. We've become friends through Psyche's Gone Wild, and she's a teacher. And I've been trying to get her down here, because I got people writing Kim that think I'm trying to flirt. We're both not trying to do that. We got to get the right thing, boy. People on Facebook, they'll just run that. They'll put your clothes up on the line. They'll swing it around, and it's not even our laundry. So we gotta change it. Kimberly, I gotta be formal here. We're just friends, and they're writing to me. So talk to me a little bit. Tell us about life. What you want me and Patty to help you with?
Well, basically what Patty was talking about earlier, I've been, like you said, I've been teaching 10 years, and I put school on hold, and I've been, for the last couple of years, I've been looking for another type of job to get out of the classroom. And I'm just wondering, have I learned my lesson? Is it time to go to school yet? Is it time for another job? I mean, I'm grateful to have a job, but I really want to do something else.
Do you know what you want to do?
Well, what I've always wanted to do was be in the health and the healing field. I mean, I was accepted to chiropractic school. I was in the process of going to physician assistant school. I put that on hold. I was accepted. And I'd rather do something like that than teach.
I love when we go silent at the same time.
It doesn't happen a lot, but it does.
No, it doesn't. Well, I see that little tickle in your belly of wanting to do something else, wanting to do something else. So, you know, I think you should. Just like on the earlier call, that doesn't mean go walk in and quit and walk out of your classroom. But, you know, look into the other a little bit closer, a little bit. If you want to go all the way, go to chiropractic school and do all that, or something in the betwixt and between, or, you know, even add, you know, elements of your healing work into your classroom for right now. Decide, you know, not that you're going to go start working chiropractic or energy work or balancing the chakras of your students, but, you know, you can combine little bits of that into your work just energetically. It might be a really good place to start. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Jethro, does that make sense? Do you get what I'm saying? Could refresh it now while you're moving on to something else or thinking about moving on to something else?
Yes, I understand.
And I feel that's why they're also saying that part with you. And I agree. They keep showing me that they want you in some kind of business idea, that you've got this credibility and you've got this work from what you've been doing, that you would do phenomenal in that area. And Kimberly, I'm going to tease you for just a minute. I have a couple of friends who were from your career who are doing really, really well in publications and doing work here where they're writing books for people. They're putting other stuff. They've teased me. I laugh. I call it my machine, but I have some things, technical solving that I've done to put out and really put a good, strong, solid books out for individuals. You know, you've got such a good skill there that you could put that and then do the part of the people you want to read the books or help with different ones and start the next, you know, Wild Kimberly production company of publishing, doing books, and making this out, because I feel there is that tickling in your stomach, and I think that's why you call us so much. You've got some ability, and you're sensing it, but you're a little nervous. You're like the little kid on the couch. Should I jump to the chair? Well, not yet. My legs aren't ready. You're just going to do that cute little, not yet. I just don't feel it in my back right now, okay? And I can feel it, but I feel when you do, you're going to, like Pai said, you're going to take those steps, start doing some of this measure, and check out a little bit of elective. The thing is you of all people not only know the education is so valuable, but you've got yourself now in a position where that degree could, I think that degree of yours could be in other areas. I had the most phenomenal manager in catering, and his degree was nothing to do with that, but the man was phenomenal. We would laugh. I would serve like phenomenal chocolate jubilees, fondues, excellent meals. I mean, I would do Chateaubriand and things, and the man would come out, the manager, and everybody loved him, and he had no degree in that, but the university I worked for did that, you know how they do with degrees. He had a degree, he came in, he was the one who applied, and they said, hey, and we joked, I actually got to be at his retirement, and that was the big joke, because he told him, he said, you know, Jethro was born on a dispenser, you know, and I'm like, you know, oh my God, what do you want? I'll make you, you know, French toast with this, I'll do lemon, none of that, and he's like, oh my God, Jethro, he goes, you know, and I'm just thinking, I have trouble in the mornings pouring Cheerios, so... Go out there, my name in the story, Kimberly. Get out there, take that look around some other places. You feel like going to be in the fire girl and you want to be a firewoman, I could see you. I could see that kind of a job. You're kind of a little feisty one and a hair one. I could see you go in and save those people, drag them out of there, save them, go home, relax, and do it again the next day. But, you know, look at some of those careers and see what the energies that are there. Let us know. We're going to keep the prayers for you, but I have a feeling that you're very soon to start some pattern that's going to start moving you into something that, and I honestly think that you don't want to admit it, but you're in a state of your life where you'd like a little more pay is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so, you have my sympathy. That's the most wildest thing. You're working so hard to teach our children really energies, and our crazy system has caught up where they throw you a little bit. It's like, now, wait a minute. You're with our younger generation that's going to rule the world, so we're throwing you a little bit of money and keeping you stressed. You know, it's kind of like taking the office man going, you're bringing me all of my checks, so I'm going to keep pushing your button. Someday you're going to hand me a dead chicken, you know, or something. So make friends with the teachers, you guys, you know. So I love you, Kimberly. You know, thank you for calling
in. Thank
you. Please tell everybody on Facebook. Hey.
Thank you.
We are wild. We've got other individuals writing back that go, Jethro, you don't realize that sometimes it's hard to ask for a raise. I've been with my company for 6.5 months, and I really do need the more money. They had told me when I started I would be making $14 an hour. I'm only making $12. I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but you know it is a lot when I have to buy groceries for my two children. I am a single mom. Can you and Patty come up with a way that I could put that out there with them? I've seemed to be not getting my voice heard, and my new boss seems to be kind of ignoring the idea that he did tell me he would pay me more. Ooh. Okay. Ooh, that's a big one.
What I'm getting is that you have to just do it very professionally. No finger pointing. No, you told me this, da, 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 da. Just go in like, okay, what it can ask questions like, again, be very professional no matter what your job is. Like, hi, I just want to let you know, I realize I've been here over 6 months now. Do we have things like regular reviews, or are we up for, you know, kind of reevaluations or reviews? Because I was wondering when I was going to be able to move into the $14 an hour that I was told about when I was hired. Again, not finger-pointing, not accusingly, coming in very professional, like you're expecting them to do what they said they did. I think that's one nice way to handle it.
I love that, and I agree with Patty very much. And I also, I can tell you from all my years of business, it doesn't hurt to play the understanding person. It does sound bad, but it's not just a squeaky wheel, but like I said, don't point the finger. Just is, am I understanding and asking like a very, you know, honest, I'm a little misguided here, and maybe I'm a little silly, but I need to kind of understand, is this job, because when I did, and by doing that, you're opening, you're not confronting them, but you're clarifying the air. Also notice with this, if this person, read body language, you're writing me and it sounds like you're nervous, obviously your boss is nervous. Is he reacting awkward? Is he picking up things and fumbling? Is he looking you in the eye? Because, you know, it may be a combination of, can he do this? And it doesn't hurt. We've just been talking here. You know, I got to be really honest with you. The old days of you have to work a job 30 years and you have to get that watch and you roll out of there and they slap you down on the beach down here where you get to see Psychic Jethro is not the only answer. Now live and love your life. If this person's doing this, start looking. You're sounding, from what you're telling me here, you're in one of those good professional careers. You're in that area. Patty said it to the girl earlier, you're a commodity. I can tell you that, and this is an honorary saying, but I was raised with the fact that they want me right down the street. And I had a very strong mother who was, you know, raised a lot of children and was a single parent at the last. And she taught me really well. If they, you know, if it upset me or hurt me, I would talk with them like Patty said, I wouldn't quit. But I also kept in the back of my mind, someone right down the street probably has that $2. So what you do is you start looking if they're not going to do it. But like Patty said too, talk with them, don't confront. Let us know. I'm going to keep some prayers out to you. And I know it's not always easy to do it, but remember that, you know, you're in charge of that ship. Don't let somebody else run you down the street. We're grabbing the phones. People are going wild. It's Psychics Gone Wild Friday, 813. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, how
Hello?
Are you?
I'm good. Hey, I can't tell you also, I'm over in Florida, too.
Cool, you rock. You've got an 813 number. We're the best. We're like the coolest.
I don't live that far away from you, either. You live in Tampa. I don't live that far away.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good. Welcome. You found us. How did you find Psychics Gone Wild?
Blood Talk.
They rock. We're going to give them a plus today. They found you and us. Now we're friends. Who are you? I'm Jethro, and this is Patty, and you're...
Hey.
I'm Nicole.
Yay. Hi, Nicole. What can we help you with today on Psychics Gone Wild?
Well, as I was saying, I live down in Florida. I live in Ruskin, Florida, so I'm not that far from you. I was wondering what my 2015 is going to be like.
I could tell you two things. I can tell you there's going to be something with a relationship. I feel that you like males here. I'm seeing a male,
mm-hmm.
and I'm seeing that this person is very fun. Please don't get offended, but I'm seeing like a Bruno Mars look. I'm seeing someone who's a little bit of a kind of a looker, but a bad boy. He's not. I feel there's someone that of interest or something that's going on with you, Nicole. You said how it looks, and they showed me this person. They showed me with a very smile, like him being very debonair. I feel like him very, you know, in French, very exquisite. He's being charming. He's being. I'm trying to. I'm getting different languages with you, which is cool. But it's like I see him doing this with you. But I'm also being told that you have to be careful that you with your love right now. There's something going on with your heart that when you love, you get real. I'm sorry, but a little maybe fickle or a little wild or something.
I am married. I got married in July, and I guess that's what you like see. And yeah.
This is good, but and that's why I'm seeing the fickle and the love with him. And what I got with him very strong is this is a good person. And he said, and this person is really I like the look. Tell him he's got my compliment. It surprises me with people how they look like others. Sometimes I look like Kevin Bacon, sometimes I look like other people. I like with his energy. Yeah. What I feel really positive with him is that I feel that he's going to be helping you in such a way. And they're talking to me about the fact that you've got some surprise goals you're going to get to do. This man loves you. You two got the blessing. Patty, am I getting what you're getting?
Yeah. This year you're looking at this year. I see a lot of like life force energy behind you. So again, just need a little conscious direction of it, and you can fly.
Yeah.
A little
cool.
Focus.
Yeah. I've already started. I work for Avon. I'm an Avon representative. And
great.
I started December 20th. It was not doing good, but I got some things going on. Little concern is it's going to be finance. Is it going to be like, I hope it ain't going to go under, you know? I hope it's going to stay with me for a while. A little concern about the financial aspect of that. Is it going to go good or is it going to go bad?
Oh, yeah. A suggestion, Nicole, from you, a salesman way back when, and for years I did the banquets and the catering for the girls back home of the and guys who sell Avon. Use music. Use fun music. That's probably why I was seeing that. Bruno has, like, fun music. Get some happy music that makes you smile. Play it for, like, half an hour and rev yourself up and then grab it and go, okay, put out your little ad, do your stuff, talk to different individuals. I can tell you right now that there's a good market I know for in laundries with it, putting it up. And I got to tease you. If you were down here closer to Florida, I probably would buy from you. Contact me on the thing and I'll buy a few things from you because I've been looking for some stuff. Working there, I love some of the product, so definitely. Uh-huh. And use that music, do the laugh, and then take a little bit of reward. What I learned from them and I learned from the banquets is to go ahead and you got three good customers. You'll sell to three people. Then take that and do something you want to do. For me, everyone knows I love McDonald's. That's where I go.
Yeah.
But you find some place you want to do a 10% to you and 10% for savings, and then go do three other customers. And you will rock and roll, Nicole. You will you'll ring those bells.
that's what I can do. And like I said, you're not that far away from me. So, I don't know if you've ever been in the Ruskin area. So.
Cool. So thank you for calling in. Welcome to Psychic's Gone Wild. Hit the right button and follow us. Go over to the thing. We're going to give away the thing. Listen to me. I'm all excited to meet a friend. Go over to psychicsgonewild.com and put in for the prizes.
All right, thank you.
Love you. You're welcome. We are going wild here. We're down to the last few minutes. We've been kind of missing on the show. I want to grab a name here, and let's see, who do we have that's went to there today? I'm just going to kick on the emails because I've got a lot of you guys writing in. We've got Nathan Bryson. Nathan Bryson, you are the winner in Minnesota. So you are the winner today. You are going to get a beautiful necklace. I would say, I hope, Nathan, it's a very beautiful pink necklace with leather, but it's very nice. I hope that you have a lover up there, someone you could share it with. If not, make the panther one for your car. It could hang in there. It is a very nice necklace. For those of you who are interested, we also are going to be doing some really fun things in our Facebook. So just keep going over there. I've got one writing me right now. Jethro, I don't know what to do. I want to get to you and Patty. Please help me so much. My dog, Peanut, passed away with not too long ago, within a month, and I've been feeling very, very sad. Patty, I know this may sound silly, but I've been putting out the bowl and I've been putting out the toys, and I feel that Peanut is comforting me. Is there anything else I can do? Because I'm not ready to let Peanut go.
Okay, if you said it's been about a month, and I always do this with people, but I think it's good with animals too. On the 40 day. Have a little dinner with Peanut. Put Peanut's picture there. It's called a dumb supper. And celebrate Peanut's life. If you want to invite people to have dinner with you and the picture of Peanut, I'm not saying eat Peanut's favorite food as I would if it was a human. You eat your favorite food. And then talk about how wonderful Peanut was and everything that Peanut brought to your life and how joyous it was. And then sit in silence, whether it's just you or invite any other friends or family members. Sit in silence and kind of listen and commune with Peanut directly. And then at that 40-day day mark, let go. Let them pass on. Let them pass on. He will still be with you. It does not have to affect your relationship. I mean, he still, if he wants to visit you in spirit, he can. But it's time to let them pass over and let the mourning stop. Go on with life for both of you. 40 days.
So, and I got people writing in, they're going, we love you, Patty. Thank you for helping her. This is my friend. I know that you guys would get her in today, Jethro. I will do a favor for you. When you guys come to Orlando, remember to look me up. I'm going to help you have the most fun you've ever had in Disney World again. I love that place, and I will take you up on that offer. And I love you, that's right. And they're right to be going, this is why, because Peanut was her very special dog. He was 16 years old, and she is riding you at 73 years old over here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
We love you, and we want you guys to tune in. Remember to go to Psyche's Gone Wild. Make sure you catch us there. We are right now working out a lot of friends that are wanting to know. Patty, can we ask a biggie? What is the goals for Patty in 2015? What has Patty got on her bucket list?
On my list? Well, it's not my bucket list. My bucket list is the things I want to do before I die, like, you know, go to Turkey and scuba dive again someplace really wild and, you know, crazy things. See if, you know. But this year, I really want to, since I'm in Hollywood, I want to really nail down a very specific style TV show that's my own. And, I, you know, every person in Hollywood can say that. But I'm getting closer and closer all the time. And, again, I want to take our message of possibility, of love, of light, of spirit, just out to more and more people, but via this radio show, via my one-on-one readings with people, yes, via television, being touring and workshops, being the Federation. I think it's just, I just want to spread the love.
Love it. And those of you tuning in, we're finding out Patty's goals. And someone wrote me, they go, oh, yes, it makes sense. The bucket list. That's where you said that. It was the goals. Thank you, guys. You guys now get me in trouble, okay? I'm trying to do my job. No, I'm kidding. We're not in trouble. We've got people writing, and that's what we love to do. We love to share with you guys. I have a little bit of announcement I want to share out to Bradley. But, Tana, I know that you are in New Mexico. And if you can hear this show, please do me a favor and call your mom. You know, I know you're 20 years old and life's real good and you're having a time and you're kind of going through a little bit, but she isn't just worried, so am I. As a friend, and you've met me here in Tampa, just give her a little call. It doesn't hurt. I know it's fun out there in life, but kind of just let her know what's happening. We all are kind of getting a little bit apprehensive, and this is your friend Jethro here. Please do it. And, you know, I'd like to hear from you. So just kind of, you know, call me too or leave a message on one of our Facebooks. We haven't heard from you. We know you went out there to make a good time in New Mexico. Give us a call. And going in this, Patty, is there anything you want to tell these lovely people before they show us the door?
No, but my dog Dora does. Yeah, yeah. Just, I made it the whole show. And no, she does. No, I just want to wish everybody a great week. Remember, it's a new year. We have lots to do. Go to Psychic Gone Wild. Come visit me at pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. Like me on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook. And Jethro, how about you?
You find me at psychesgonewild.com or you can find me at jethrosmith.net. I do encourage all of you guys in D.C. I will be there in Washington, D.C. area the 23rd and the end of the month. Please get in. Valentine's specials for you guys. Get in January so you can do it. I'm giving a special away. I know it's crazy. You can save 25% or $25. It's better if you do the $25. I'm teasing you. Go save yourself $25 and get a reading with me in January. I will honor that with anyone who buys in January. I have, like, I think a couple of days left. So please get in here and, you know, get those January readings. And I love with all of you that have called and wrote in tonight. Thank you guys for putting the fun back into our Psychics Gone Wild. Yes, I know you're a Jan fan and you love Patty. I've got people right here. Where is Intuitive Chris and why is Angie here? Stay tuned. You got to keep coming back to find out what we're doing wild. Love you. See you next week.